One of my favorite Bhagavad Gita verse speaks to the nature of the soul, saying that it is beyond the reach of any physical element, whether it's fire, water, wind, or weapons. The verse from chapter 2, verse 23 goes, "The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind." This teaches us that the soul is eternal and metaphysical. So when people immerse themselves in sacred rivers like the Ganga, thinking that the water will purify their soul, this belief doesn't quite align with what the Gita teaches. There's a quote from Sakar Murli, September 4th, 2024, that fits perfectly here. "People think that they will become pure by bathing in the Ganga. They consider the Ganga to be the purifier. That is called falsehood. God is said to be the truth." What this is saying is that it's a misconception to think that bathing in the Ganga will somehow purify a person spiritually. The water, any water, whether Ganga or any other water, isn't the source of true purification. God or the divine source is. The soul, being divine and eternal, cannot be purified from something external like water, because the soul is metaphysical and water is physical. And so they can't touch. I mean, when you're in the body, they can touch, but really, to purify the soul, then the soul has to decide how it wants to be purified. Real purity actually comes from connecting to the truth, connecting to God. And it's not just within Hinduism where this belief about water exists. Across many religions, water is used symbolically as a means of purification. In Christianity, water is central to the ritual of baptism, where people believe it washes away sins. In Islam, ablution or wudu is performed before prayers as a way to prepare both physically and spiritually. People all over the world use water in similar ways to symbolize cleansing and renewal. But if we really examine this idea through the lens of the Gita, the belief that water can purify the soul is actually based on a misunderstanding. The soul, according to the Gita, is beyond the reach of anything physical. The idea that water from the Ganga can cleanse the soul is what the quote from the Sakar Murli refers to as falsehood. The truth is that God, the divine truth, is the only source of true purification. Even on a more practical level, water doesn't have the miraculous ability to heal or purify. Just because I want it to, it doesn't mean it's happening. Let's take the Ganga, for example. If the Ganga could truly cure illnesses or purify the body, we would see people from all over the world flocking there for healing, whether they were Hindus, Christians, Muslims, any other background. But that's not happening. The reality is that diseases and ailments aren't washed away by taking a dip in the river, any river. Water-based rituals while powerful in their symbolism, don't actually purify the body or the soul. If they did, we would see evidence of this on a massive scale. What truly purifies us is inner spiritual practice, developing self-awareness, meditating, connecting with God. That's where real purification happens. And this quote from Sakar Murli, September 4th, people think that they will become pure by bathing in the Ganga. They consider the Ganga to be the purifier. That is called falsehood. God is said to be the truth. That really is the crux of the matter. Because as the quote says, it's a falsehood to believe that water like the Ganga can purify the soul. True purification comes from God, who is the source of all truth. Om Shanti, I am peace.